Hi, I'm Electra, and today we will be starting a small series on folklore from different countries. Today we will be doing the Wendigo, which is from Canada and America. The legend may also have served as a warning to children not to wander too far into the woods. Native American versions of the creature spoke of a gigantic spirit over 15 feet tall that had once been human, but had been transformed into a creature by the use of magic. Though all of the descriptions of the creature vary slightly, the Wendigo is generally said to have glowing eyes, long yellow fangs, and overly long tongues. Most have a sallow, yellowish skin, but others are said to be matted with hair. They are all tall and lanky and are driven by a horrible hunger. But how would a person grow to become one of these strange creatures? According to the lore, the Wendigo is created whenever a human resorts to eating others to survive. In years past, such a practice was possible, although still rare, as many of the tribes and settlers in the region were cut off by the bitter snows and ice of the North Woods. Unfortunately, eating another person to survive was sometimes resorted to, and thus the legend of the Wendigo was created. There are still many stories of Wendigos that have been seen in northern Ontario near the Cave of the Wendigo and around the town of Kenora, where a creature has been spotted by traders, trackers, and trappers for decades. There are many who still believe that the Wendigo roams the woods and in the prairies of northern Minnesota and Canada. Whether it seeks human flesh or acts as a portent of coming doom is anyone's guess, but before you start to doubt that it exists, remember that the stories and legends of this fearsome creature have been around since before the white man walked on these shores. The legends have had to gotten started somehow, didn't they? And that is all for today. Thank you for watching, and join us for the next episode.